This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two Reuters journalists were injured and a driver was killed in Ukraine on Friday after the vehicle they were in came under fire while heading to the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk. It's the latest battle line in Russia's assault on its neighbor. Photographer Alexander Ermachenko and cameraman Pavel Klimov were traveling in a car provided by Russia-backed forces on the Russian-held part of the road between Severodonetsk and the town of Rybizhny, 10 kilometers to the north. Reuters could not immediately identify the driver who was killed. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry did not respond to a telephone call from Reuters seeking comment on the incident. Ermachenko and Klimov were taken to a hospital in Rybizhny. Ermachenko had a small shrapnel wound. Klimov had an arm fracture. Reuters said it extends deepest sympathies to the family of the driver for their loss. Friday marks the 100th day of fighting since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine said Russian troops control about a fifth of his country's territory. The UN Crisis Coordinator for Ukraine said in a statement that this war will have no winner. The crisis coordinator said nearly 14 million Ukrainians have been forced to flee their homes, mostly women and children. More than 3 million people have seen their education suspended, and 15.7 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance. He urged the parties to end the war now. And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that Russian troops have succeeded in their main stated task of, in his words, protecting civilians in the separatist-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. From Washington,